Hello.
Hola.
Test.
Testing.
Checking.
Burp.
Nice.
All right, yeah, bitches.
Enough boy talk. Girls run the world. It's time for the broadcast.
Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. Over there we got Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And this is the High Priestess herself, Destiny. Hello.
Well, Destiny, since you're already here joining us this week, let everyone know how they can get a hold of us. Sorry, I realize I cannot see you, so.
It's all good. So hello. You can reach us on Facebook at the Broad-Cast, Twitter and Instagram at TheBroadcast999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029. And or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Woo-woo.
That is also where you would send all your rant sessions, by the way, my loves.
By the way, I missed you guys.
I missed you too.
Well, I missed Destiny because she wasn't here last week.
I didn't miss her. I was here.
Because we weren't going to do a podcast last week, and then I realized I can't leave for like an hour after the work because I had parked underneath the building. And in order to get the early bird discount, I need to be parked for 6 hours.
Oh, so you guys did the podcast anyway?
Yeah, we just did one.
You did.
Without you. And it was
you jerks. Okay, honestly, truly, I was so happy. It was like, I'm going to crawl up in a ball and die.
I know. Well, actually, kind of.
I was already in a ball dying, and I was going to unball and come down here and broadcast.
I wasn't going to do that to
what
you,
happened?
Honey.
Why were you balling?
Were you cramping too?
What did you do?
Because that's what Sarah and I. Sarah and I were all kinds of bitches last week.
Oh, good. I'm glad I didn't come. No, I was also so happy. No, I just went out the night before and just.
And
like,
turned up.
Yeah, and literally had like went to sleep an hour before. Like I was thinking.
Yeah, no. Yeah, you're
thirsty
fine.
Thirsty Thursday for Destiny.
Oh my gosh, it was so good. My life is
You've been getting after it lately.
Exactly. That's what I was telling Vicky. Like, I need to like recenter myself. Like, I'm literally staying in all weekend. Like, I'm glad the weather like pimp slapped us and like made me stay in because like I was really showing off. It was so fun.
You can still turn up in the rain. Let's
get
real.
Yeah, but I need a little break. Just a little.
Your liver needs a break.
Yeah, a little pumpkin spice break.
Yeah.
A little break
from the pumpkin spice or?
No, this is full force.
She needs a break from the vodka flavor and pumpkin spice.
Anyway. That reminds me of the video we just saw. I'll have to post it, by the way. My buddy Jeremy.
Well, maybe you shouldn't post it.
Yeah, I literally took my headphones off because I was like, no, I can't listen to that.
My buddy Jeremy, who does radio up, I think, on the East Coast, did this pumpkin spice challenge. And he
like
asked
extreme people, pumpkin spice.
Where
ridiculous.
He put like dip stuff in pumpkin spice mix, and it was like awful, like tuna and
we're not talking about it.
I don't even like pumpkin spice. I don't even get it. Like, pumpkin ain't that popping. Like,
I had a muffin once with the cream cheese frosting that was pretty tasty.
It'd be popping if you do it right.
The only thing that would be kind of good is I feel like they'd be very moist. You know how bananas are very moist? I feel like pumpkin muffins would be really moist.
I was going to say, I am going to have a pumpkin and, you know, inspired flavors for my fall.
I'm excited. I always love trying your cupcakes, and I don't mean that in a dirty way.
I do.
You can try my cupcakes. Do you want your muffin buttered?
Ooh. All the time.
Yes.
Spread that
Mine's
butter.
Always buttered.
I want my cupcake frosted, my love.
Ooh,
yum.
All over my face.
I got dirty real
anywho,
fast.
Anywho.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So it is, today is officially the first day of autumn, by the way.
It's the most wonderful time. I mean, I can sing that
it's
now.
It's getting
too.
Close, still, dude. It's getting close to the most wonderful
like,
time of
autumn,
the year.
It really is. And I don't know if it's a specific Northwest thing, but I feel like I see it everywhere where it became trendy to love autumn.
Yeah, it's definitely a trend.
And I think I'm pumpkin spice is probably to think.
That's what started it. Like, I love the memes where it'd be like the first gust of wind and girls have like their Uggs and like they're holding a pumpkin and like has like the flannel on. I was like, I'm not even mad. I think that's the only thing that we can all collectively just like, you know what? Yeah, I do that. And I'm not even mad about
it. But that's like me all the time, though. So I almost feel a little like butthurt.
Except for this summer. The summer was nuts.
I don't
like
heat.
Hot as balls. Like
It was okay. You guys.
Oh, no.
I'll let you have your opinion. But like, I thought it was like the hottest it got was like, okay, perfect. Like, you know what I mean? I can still deal with it.
Yeah,
I
physically,
at the most like the minimum. Go
I got
ahead.
So sunburnt. Like, I'll be out for an hour and I got so sunburned. That
that's
is too
guy,
hot.
That's a you guy problem.
No, my problem is that my room is up the third floor.
I know, I feel
and
that.
And so it gets super hot. So I couldn't sleep. And then I had like one of the roommates bitching that I had my fan on all the time. I'm like, you are always cold because you're super skinny. I am not.
If you don't throw in a hoodie and
I'm like, you
too.
Love the heat on the third floor. I do not. I need this fan because otherwise I'm not going to sleep. Plus, and it doesn't cool off until I wake up.
Sweating while you sleep is so uncomfortable.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's...
You wake up and your bed and pajamas are drenched.
And you can't...
Pajamas?
Right.
I'm weird and I wear like a full-on pajama outfit.
Dude, the only time I do that is during Christmas. I don't know why. I feel like during Christmas, the only time it's acceptable.
Because for the pictures.
No, I have, like, that's my getup. Like, sorry to my boyfriend, but I don't wear sexy lingerie. I don't sleep nude. I sleep in a shirt. I sleep in underwear. I sleep in pants. Like, I got the whole deal going.
I can't sleep in without underwear on or like a, like, I don't, I like sleeping in my underwear and like a tank top with no bra. I feel like that's super comfy.
I can't sleep with no shirt. I have to have a shirt on, yeah. Or I just feel like, ugh.
I like to have panties on, too, because I'm afraid, like, what if spiders are crawling in my bed or something? Like,
I'm going to go hide up in there.
What if it's, like, what if it's like a radioactive spider?
It is the fall.
You're going to have, like, a spider.
Actually, that'd be, like...
I think, no, but, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if they can even pick it up, but, like...
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh, okay.
No, it's so funny as all hell.
It'd be, like, shooting out cobwebs.
Spider-Man, yeah. Spider-Woman.
Oh my gosh.
Shoots her web from her. Anyway.
Oh my god, I love you guys. I'm not missing a Friday anymore. Good.
Oh, I missed you.
Oh, I miss you.
but like it's something like I'm always worried that either I just like having that extra layer of protection for other reasons that I'm not gonna get into because I don't feel like bleeping that out.
Yeah.
But wait, now I'm so curious.
No.
Oh, in case you go.
Yes. Sarah, yes.
You're so annoying, Sarah.
You can't say that.
And that's why she's effing. And also me. I'm sorry.
Both you a-holes, seriously, today.
Yeah, it was because of Sarah. It was because of Sarah. It was because
you already got two, Destiny.
Okay, I'm done.
Ooh, I only got one. It was a long one, but I already got one.
No, yours was like worth two though, because like she.
It was just like boom on purpose.
Yeah, like yours is worth two. We're even. Anyway, so back to October and it being October, but like it being fall. Yay, fall.
Might as well be October already.
Like,
shoot,
I love it. Like I love the boots. I love my leg warmers. I like my leggings and my hoodies. I have so many freaking hoodies.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I wore the Defy hoodie yesterday. Perfect. Thank you.
I sold Destiny my Defy hoodie because I bought one from, it's like a wrestling thing.
Yeah.
I bought one like because I'm short. I'm like, oh, this will fit me, but I'm a little curvier because it was the only one they had left and it was a size too small. And I was like, I'm honestly not going to wear it if it's this tight. Like, I like them baggy.
Yeah, I do too.
It's like, Destiny, I'll, you know.
Yeah, no, I tried.
How much was it?
Just 20.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, I wore it yesterday before the zombies were eating my brains and all that jazz. But anyway, no, my favorite are like jean jackets and boots. I am treating myself probably this weekend to like some Doc Martens because I'm really excited about that. Like, that's like my treat yourself thing this week.
Yeah, I will say I'm really excited for fall and like I feel like it just like smacked us in the face. Like you said, like one day like, it was good and then the next day it was like,
it is fall.
Raining like crazy.
And like cold, like 3 degrees.
I love
it. Somehow, I don't know why, but I'm going camping tomorrow.
Oh, sweet.
Why? So
it's supposed to be nice this weekend.
I'm hoping it is, and I'm hoping it's not a downpour because like I'm fine with being cold.
Normally?
I'm fine. No, this is like the second time in my life I've ever been
camping. I was
going to
say, that's why I said why.
And the first time, it was like 7 years ago. It was for a night. It was like summer. So I've never really like... I'm a total noob too. I'm like fine with it. Yeah. But usually I just go to campsites when it's already like done and I'm just like there and I party and then I either sleep in my car or leave. But this is like full on, like we got a tent and
it's
we're
gonna
bring
fun.
A tarp. But I'm like, if it rains, that's one thing that I'm like, I don't know if me sleeping in the rain is gonna
where are you guys going camping?
I don't know. He won't tell me.
Oh, it's gonna be fun. No, like bring so like it's the perfect temperature for camping where you can like bring like blankets and like your
Uggs so
and
like hot
and,
as like
and like s'mores and like all that stupid stuff. It's gonna be so fun.
My thing is I love going camping in the summer because I always go camping somewhere there's water.
No, yeah, no, so, that's what's up.
Yeah, we grew up going camping once a year at least. My family, we'd go to like Twin Harbor, which is near Ocean Shores.
Twin Harbor.
And it was this campsite. And it was like woodsy, foresty, but they had the coin-operated showers. I'm like, I will sleep on the tent on the floor.
Cool.
But I need the coin-operated showers. And I like my toilets. I'll bring my
How
own.
How long
soap.
Do you guys go?
We'd go for a couple days.
Oh, okay.
That sounds fun. I want to go camping now.
And then we'd go, but like you walk like less than half a mile and then you're at the beach. Like all sandy, and it's right there, beach. And so it was perfect.
I'm cool, like not taking showers. That's no big deal. Even if I was going for a couple days, I'm only going for a night. But I don't know anything. And I just, last night was like, what if there's not a bathroom? Like, I already get such stage fright peeing in public as it is. And I'm like, and then like pooping? What?
Your face.
Like, I'm really hoping my boyfriend's smart enough to like take me somewhere where there is a bathroom.
So we should show him this podcast.
But if not, like I've never done that before.
You're not going to be like a bear in the woods.
That's what I feel like is real camping, though. When there isn't that necessity there. When you're literally just like out in the woods.
I remember I went out with this guy who's a total redneck. And so he's like, oh, yeah, we go camping a couple times a year. And what they do is they find like a log that's been down. And then they put some sort of like seat over it so you could sit down or some sort of bucket thing. I don't know. But they go out and poo in the woods.
They all in the same bucket?
I don't know. I think they empty it out every each time. I do not like
in the ocean.
Well, I don't think there was ocean. They're in the middle of the woods. I'm like, there's no lake. There's nothing. Why would you go out? Like, I want to go swimming. I want to go do something. Or if there's hiking, like I like going where there's waterfalls.
Yeah,
like,
I think we're gonna go on hikes. Yeah. I think it's way too cold to swim now. Especially like then if there's no shower, then what do you rinse off with?
Yeah, and that's why I need
then
the shower.
Then you're gonna be wet and salty. See? All these things. I asked yesterday if we're going to have Netflix. She's like,
okay, honey.
I was like, because he's bringing his computer. So I was like, okay, well, can you put Netflix on your computer? And he said, yeah. And I was like, okay, well, that's perfect. Let's like binge watch the show. And then he's like, we're not going to have the internet. And I'm like, oh, yeah. But I thought it was cool you could even bring your like laptop well, and watch a movie.
Yeah, no.
That's dope.
Not to give it a commercial for Netflix, but you can download Netflix shows to your computer device. So if it's like Orange is the New Black, which is a Netflix series, you can just download each episode you want and you can just play it without internet.
So that reminds me of what we're talking about, Vicky, fall dates. Because that sounds like I was sitting here thinking like, man, I really want to do that on a date. So I was writing it down.
Been going on dates recently?
What about all your little things? This guy and then there's that guy, but he wanted more and you didn't want more. And you're like, dude, I'm just going to leave you alone. And like,
oh, guy. Oh, my God.
I know, that was a long time ago.
Idiot.
What happened?
Idiot. Even his friend says he's an idiot. Like, he's just an idiot.
Did he ever hit you up?
No, he's just an idiot.
He never hit you up. You guys never talked.
I just want to just straight up, like, first name, last name. Like, you're an idiot. Like, that's how, like, stupid
put him
is.
On blast.
Yeah.
Give us his Twitter handle, his Insta name.
But no, that was just feeding so much energy. No, so, like, I just gave up on that. And then, like, it's just, like, the only reason.
And you guys haven't talked since.
No, but it's so funny. No. I the circle, like, I'm in, like, they kind of intertwine a bit. So even his friend's like, yeah, he's pretty stupid. I don't get what happened. Yeah, he's an idiot. I don't know what happened. Like, three different people said it to me, and I was like, whatever.
Have you seen him since, like, intertwined?
No, but we're still friends. He still likes my stuff on Facebook. God, he's an idiot.
Just delete him or block him.
That's weird. Yeah, but then I was just like, that's too much effort. And I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, that like, looks like you care a little bit. Yeah. Too much. Like, yeah.
So I just unfollowed him, so I don't have to see his face.
but what other guys you got going on?
So.
Are you in that Tinder game?
Oh, gosh.
It's strong.
No, not even Tinder. No, so this is one, I just call him my blue-eyed boy. He's super fun, super awesome. We're just chilling right now.
Chilling, like sleeping together? Or just chilling?
Yeah. So sleeping together and like going out and going to parties, concerts, stuff like that. Like just like cool, like real good friends. And also...
occasional bang buddies?
Like not even occasional, just like consistently...
Are there little feelings?
Sparks there?
There is. No, that face, so like, the face, that smirk.
I'm just laughing because you guys are cute and also his friends listen to the show. So it's like, yeah, no, there are no sparks at all.
It's just you are my buddy. We hang out and we do it.
Woo.
No, he's pretty awesome, though. He's pretty awesome. That's my current. Go ahead, my love.
Oh, I was going to say, that's kind of like my buddy. So him and I have been on and off. Bang buddies for like 5 years and off when he has a girlfriend or when I've had a boyfriend.
Well, I would hope so.
Right.
Okay, so I'm
like,
told-
but like, he's like literally my bro. We used to go watch before Sundays were busy because of my other job. We would go watch the football games every Sunday at the bar. We'd go and eat and drink and be merry and then go back to his house and just, you know, either have like sad sex because our team's lost or have happy sex because our team's won. So either way, it was great. But yeah, so we're pretty good friends. Like, and he even jokingly once said, I'm like, and I wasn't sure if it was a compliment. He's like, you know, out of all my bang buddies or my friends with benefits, you're the only one I like hanging out with in public. I was like, what? This is a couple years ago. And I'm sitting here like, thank you? And he's like, because you don't think that this is a date.
Oh, that's...
Because we're hanging out, because I went out for, like, his birthday, because I couldn't go out that night for his birthday. So I went and bought him a beer. And we're sitting there, and we're having lunch. His other friends show up and whatever, but it was just me and him for the most part. And it was just like, I'm like, well, no, like, we're not boyfriend, girlfriend. There was a minute where I'm like, could I? It's like, I would go insane if he was my boyfriend.
I thought you were saying, like, you were the most attractive, that, like, no, the others, you, like, felt weird. No, everyone else. In public.
It's fun. It's because he's Seattle. He's a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to one of his shows once. I come out to my, you know, the band. I'm like, yeah, sure. I love everyone in the band. I'd love to go check you guys out. I go there and I meet this girl. She's like, oh my God, you know, so-and-so invited me. And I'm just seeing how she's acting. This girl brought her mom.
Aww.
To the show.
I love that.
But, like, I think it was cute. But the way she was acting, I was like, oh, my buddy sleeps with her too.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. So, I thought it was the funniest thing ever because we were very different girls. Like, she was kind of like, oh my God, you know, blonde. And hi. Yeah, I'm here. Like, I know him. Yeah, I know the guy in the band.
That's so weird.
And I'm sitting here. I'm like,
Eskimo sisters, high five.
But I didn't say anything. I'm like, I am not about to start drama. I'm just going to watch. So I was chatting with her and, like, chatting with her mom. And I could tell at one point, by just me being disgustingly awesome me, I rub people the wrong way because I'm weird. And I could tell they were just very, like, but the mom and her were, like, gossiping. You could tell it was like, oh, my God.
So who did he take home?
Oh, I had to go. So I'm pretty sure, I don't know if she ended up with her, but she then later found out that there were, quote unquote, other girls. And he's like, I didn't say we were exclusive. I was pretty specific on this is very casual. And she was all mad and upset. And then the other girl found out that he was hooking up with at the time.
That's always funny.
He was so, like, she was all butthurt and upset. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, you guys are dumb. Unless he's your boyfriend, calm the F down.
Yeah, no, that's what it is. Like we're not, like, boyfriend or girlfriend. I'm so glad it's nothing, like, it's, like, complicated.
So are you or could you, like, you can't sleep with other people?
No, so, like, I guess it's, like, the thing is, like, we're so, like, open that, like, we haven't really made any rules for anything.
But you can. Like, if he was totally sleeping with another chick, it'd be totally fine.
It would be cool, but, like, also, if he were just like, hey, do you want to get together? I'd be like, yeah, actually, it's about that time of the year. Yeah, yeah, totally, totally. Like, I do like him.
Like, get together, like, do it?
Dating or, like
oh, so you would
girlfriend.
Make it, like, exclusive.
No, like, okay, you'd give it a shot.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, he's awesome. Like, I didn't want to be like, no, there's no feelings, blah blah blah, but I just like burn. I'm just like, oh wait, no, I'm not all, like, stupid and giddy and it's like, oh, that's my boyfriend. No, I'm
this
not like
bitch
that.
Is trying not to be stupid and giddy, but she secretly is stupid and giddy but doesn't want to admit it, because if it doesn't turn into anything else, then she's gonna, like, doesn't want to look stupid, so she's pretending she's not.
No, wait, what's happening? No.
Someone's gotta cry.
That was happening. Anyway, I'm that's really
friends that listen to this don't tell him though.
That's three, and, like, and then I'm done.
That's three.
You liar. That's three.
One, two.
It's three. I don't
three,
care.
Four.
Oh, really? What was the other third one?
Suck it.
No, you said the F word three times, and then you said the spider.
The kitty cat.
Spider cat.
Did I say F three times?
Yep. You just said it quietly earlier. You didn't notice it.
I didn't even.
It was, like, within 20 seconds you said it.
That's why I didn't notice it. I'm glad I never had to deal with, like, meeting the anti-me that, like, my guy banged, though. That sounds, ugh.
What?
You said the anti... She was, like,
oh, like an opposite. Above,
oh, the
yeah.
opposite, the anti-me. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just like, yeah. All right. And I was wearing, like, my tights and my big Doc Martens, like, boots and my shorts and rocker shirt.
I'm not going home with you. I would always, like... I mean, I think every girl does it. Like, the moment you meet either, like, someone they are doing as well or, like, an ex, you eat, like, the moment you just size them up.
You automatically do. Your body's telling you that, you know, it's biological. If we're going to get, like, BJ, you're like your dad. It's like, it's biological. It's like, oh, hey, we're trying to get the best genes for our offspring. So we want to make sure we get the right mate. And if you're after the same mate I am, like, am I better? Could I, you know, beat you in a fight? Could I, whatever.
Interesting.
That's, like, what they would do. They would, I guess, fight him. I don't know.
But then
know
it's so weird because if the girl is exactly opposite, you're like, which one is he, like, better?
I don't do that. Like, well, at least not anymore. Or at least I tell myself
I always, too. Like, think I was, like...
It makes me feel like I'm the only one of my type that he likes. I'm special.
Oh, that's
I'm
nice.
That,
that's
I'm
a
that
nice
salsa. I'm the spice. I am...
the spicy salsa.
I guess it would be like, I think it would actually be worse to meet someone who is almost exactly like you.
Because then
like,
it's just like
looking, look wise. And I hate it when they're cool. Like when they're actually really cool people, I'm like, damn. Like, I want to be your friend.
I'm just not accepting that. Yeah.
But like, I don't hate these people. Like, I don't have a problem with these people. Like, if I had emotional connection to this guy, then I would be very uncomfortable. And that's happened before
where I've run into thinking.
And I'm like, I don't want to meet this person. I know you, we have an emotional thing and I know you have an emotion with them. Like, I don't like this. And I ran into him at like in a big thing. And then apparently the girl that I thought she wasn't going to be there anywhere near that area. She was there like at the end of like, it was Comic-Con. She was there and she's I know exactly what she looks like, but I never seen a picture of her because she's very a type. She's very different than me.
You know exactly what she looks like?
A different skin color, different height, different hair, different everything. So I knew all this and I'm just like.
And you had never seen a picture?
No. And so I ran in. I'm like, crap, this has got to be her because she's standing right there. I was like, mother ever. I didn't want to know what she looked like.
Did you meet her?
No, I ignored her.
Was she like
really No, because it was like a big group. No, I didn't think so.
Oh.
Like I was honestly, because when he described her to me, I was like looking at all these porn stars. I'm like, that look, that kind of had that same look. And I was like, God, she probably looks like this. And she's probably got this and this and that. And she's, God, she's so hot. And then I saw her. I was like, oh, I'm cuter. I'm cuter. and I sized her up. And I was like, I didn't want to know what she looked like, though. But in a way, I'm kind of glad I did because I'm like, I'm cuter. I don't know.
That's so funny.
It's weird what stupid I had to do one too, apparently. we do to make ourselves feel better. And is it healthy or not?
No, I don't think it is. I just think just makes us feel better, even if we're like tearing someone else down.
But like, even if you're not like, you're not calling them out, you're not going on their Facebook page and commenting negatively on all their posts. Like, is it really? I think that does say something about us that we're either raised in this culture, society that makes us have to be competitive with each other. Even if it's something as like, I'm not going to compete with you in the job or whatever, but
I think I'm cuter too. Like for a big thing for guys is how a girl looks. And mm-hmm. I think we all know that, like whatever it is that has that guy be attracted to someone. But I think that's why we're all so like, oh my gosh, let me just like point out all of her flaws so that I can focus on how that part of me is better than her. So then I can feel better about myself. You know,
at the end of the day, it's like, I have to remind myself, it's like, if she's prettier or uglier than you, how's that going to affect your life? Obviously, yeah. This isn't going to work out with this guy. So, and that's why I decided to call it quits. I'm like, I'm not going to stress over this. I'm out. And I kind of.
Yeah, but if they get with someone hotter, then.
My ex did that. My freaking a-hole ex, the ex.
Yeah.
Did that. Like, she is gorgeous. She's a total bitch. Like, I've met her before they dated. No, she is a giant C word. Like, everyone I've met, and she's really good at,
but
like,
you
faking
know,
it.
But you know you'd rather have him date an ugly chick that is super nice and cool than a hot chick that's a bitch.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Isn't that weird?
Like, no, yeah, she's really cool, but she's a cow.
Here's the thing.
Rather than, like, she's hella hot, but she's a see you next Tuesday.
No, I think it's better, because now he's screwed over, because I was realizing, because I'm 28. We broke up around the time I turned 23. So it's been 5 years since we broke up.
Damn!
Right? And in those, like, let's just say 4 years, he has got, like, we broke up, he got engaged, got married, and is now divorced within 4.5 years.
That sounds about right.
So it's like, this is because she was, like, all real sweet and nice, and then and to his friends, to everyone, and I was like, you don't fool me, because I can tell there's something in there, like, because, you know, she used to have ties to what we got going on here, so I've met her.
Well, and he was probably just like,
smitten that she was so hot.
Yes, exactly.
He's just smitten. He's like, look at my hot wife I get. It's like, you're a hot crazy wife.
So speaking of that, are we doing the whole cuffing season tradition? Yeah,
we should probably.
You're already cuffed.
Cuffed?
Cuffing. Oh, let me break it down. Break
down. What is this?
Cuffing season.
Is that where I'm like cuffed to someone?
For you West Coast folk. Get a Jake. Anyway.
I have no idea.
so funny. Like I realized last year, you guys know what this means. So in cuffing season, I guess on the East Coast, it means it's like, oh, it's getting cold. It's time to get like booed up. It's time for like Netflix and chill. It's time for like for you basically to get like.
To keep you warm.
Yeah. So like cuff. So because like cuffing means
like
booking.
Handcuffed.
No, boo.
No,
that's
no.
What I thought.
That's
too.
Like you, yeah.
So I'm no.
I thought that's what you were saying, like booked at the jail, right?
No, so I'm
Sorry.
Telling you that, like, so like, It's so so like basically not that per se, but like in the East Coast, it's just like that, like that was synonymous with like getting like a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Like, oh, you're my boyfriend now. You're my girlfriend now. Like, oh, I booked him. Like,
oh,
so cuffed him. Not like literally just like, oh, that's my boyfriend now, like type thing. So it's cuffing season. It's literally a thing, like where just so like if, it's getting colder.
So you're just kind of borrowing someone, renting them out almost.
See, like that's like
you're renting each other out.
Not see, that sounds bad. It's just like it's just like usually when a time like people start getting booed up, really. Like is it? It's not like definitive like ending.
Courting?
Huh?
Yeah. Would they be courting? I think that'd be the word.
Not in 2017, but yes.
No, like, that's the only thing I could think of.
I'm joking, yeah,
what it's making me think of, though, is do you know when people make those pacts? Like, if we're both still single at 35, oh, we'll get married. That's kind of what it makes me think. Is there cuffing arrangements? It's like, all right,
oh, no,
it's July now. If I don't find anybody else, do you want to get cuffed in come September, October? Will you be my Netflix and pumpkin spice boo?
Oh, my gosh. Applications
I would totally do that.
In.
There should be something that's like that, because you it's know like, how everyone has like a summer fling.
Yeah.
Summer's over. So like now what?
Like, so yeah, like, okay, so
like
season.
Yeah, the summer fling is the guy you go to the beach with. You go do this and that. But then cuffing, I feel like you'd want somebody that has a little bit of the dad bod, the belly that you can cuddle up with.
I mean, depending on how you cuff, it's really just like oh, however you cuff, boo.
All right, so let's drop a fake application.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm gonna actually look up for a boyfriend application and kind of adjust it. It's cuffing season.
Mm-hmm.
What are their requirements?
Cuffing season requirements. I'm gonna look up some
like
things
for
too.
Us or what we want.
What would you want? Like, let's say you were single and you're looking for just you know.
Somebody with the same food taste as me. You know what I mean? Like somebody who, like, because like my boyfriend, like my ex-boyfriend, like the essiest pizza ever. And I'm like, no, I don't.
How can there ever be essy pizza?
Cheap pizza compared to like Pagliacci's or
Pagliacci's
like.
Is bomb.
Yeah, right.
But don't get me wrong, I could do some cheap pizza.
Anyway, so like the same food taste and the same movie preference.
So what is your movie preference?
Cartoons.
Oh, lame.
Funny, so,
I don't
screw
want,
you.
I don't want
cartoons, funny things, seasonal things. Like, I will watch.
I actually found a cuffing season application.
Yes!
All right, hold on.
That's hilarious. Can you guys fill this out? Like, for right. real?
Oh, we're going to do it. Oh, this is so funny. It's like, there's... Oh, wait, that's something else. Never mind. I thought it was something. Okay. So cuffing season application, you got your name and then your grade, which I'm guessing this is for younger folks.
Gross.
Let's do a...
Let's do...
Oh, no, it's for college. Got it. Because it's major. All right.
Okay.
What is their... What kind of job would you want them to have? Because I think a summer fling would be fine if they're bartenders because you're staying out late. So you don't mind dating someone who has like, an odd schedule. You can go out and enjoy the sun every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like during the winter time, you want somebody that's not working late at night.
Yeah, because you need them.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
That's like what they're good for.
The whole
the
point.
Nighttime.
Yeah.
Right.
But no, but more things than that sound real bad. But yeah.
Like what kind of like, yeah, I'm trying to think like what jobs would be good for cuffing season. Like 9 to 5, because like once 5 gets around, it's already dark and you can go to bed as late or as early as you want.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say
make something warm with a fireplace.
Big bowl soup.
Oh my gosh. Or bake and bake things.
Some cookies. That's actually one of the things on this application is can you cook? And ramen noodles don't count as cooking.
I'm gonna say if they can cook and I bake, that would be so clutch.
Dude.
I don't want to.
I'm going to a bakery after we're done.
Yeah, right. I want a cupcake.
Yeah, I'm going to La Panera for sure.
They have to have like the same music. It's like, hey, any mental illnesses or medical conditions? I'm looking at the official boyfriend application. Do you have a job? Do you drive? Any piercings? Siblings? Religion? Tattoos? Hobbies?
Damn.
Oh my gosh. So I'm looking at one, and it's pretty. Of course, it's the DMV one. Gosh darn it. Anyway, So DMV means DC, Maryland, Virginia for West Coast folk. Anyway, so like on here it says, I don't know if I can say this, sorry in advance. Then occasion, no. Period sex, yes. Red towel gang, hashtag red towel gang. Good God. No, if I have to. How do I say? Cut.
Yeah, that was till recently.
Yeah.
Same with the yeah, what?
Oh, I knew a
can we say
probably not.
We said like 7 times. Oh, and last but not least, D size. It literally says D size. Regular magnum, extra large magnum, hashtags 8 inch.
No.
Can I say that?
Yeah, it's fine.
That's hella funny. Wow.
Yeah, they get real into it.
Ooh, I found another image. It says cuffing season requirements: food, football, gym, Netflix, cuddles.
Definitely. All that, like, period. Like,
actually pretty. That's, yeah.
Yeah, print that out for me. That's going on my wall.
Yeah, you got to put that in your bathroom in a little frame. Yeah. All right. I learned something new today.
There we go.
We need a cuff buddy. Can we call him that?
That sounds so bad.
Yeah, you guys make it sound worse than what it is. It's basically just getting a, like, supposed to be a sweet thing. You guys making it so sinister.
I'm going to call my man my cuff buddy.
My cuff buddy. That sounds like some real, like, kinky.
I think because it sounds kinky. Like the one that starts with the letter M. Don't say it.
Don't say it.
I don't even get it, so I won't say it.
No, because last time she was like, oh, yeah, sorry.
That.
Yeah, what is that?
That.
Oh, what did really? I said earlier?
I didn't say that.
You no, call she didn't.
It, you kind of, well, yeah, but no, she said well, the kitty cat?
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's the same, right?
Sure.
No, what she was referring saying is this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that act.
That's what that is?
No, this is the cat.
Oh, yeah. She said the kitty cat earlier.
I know, and I'm.
Oh, I didn't know that's what you call. That's not a fun name for that.
No, it's a weird.
Why shouldn't
it rhymes with puff, you guys?
Well, that's why I said cuff sounds like this word. That's why it sounds dirty.
That's another word for your vagina, apparently.
You are the worst. I'm never taking you on any heists ever.
Anywho,
but not going.
I've never heard of anyone say that to me.
People say that to me a lot, actually.
I think it's the
like I want to lick your.
Don't know.
Oh, cut! You made me. Okay, now I'm real mad. I'm like upset.
My plan worked.
Oh, you guys suck.
You freaking like Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck. Me, I'm like crying.
That was so perfect. Thank you. Destiny, you really need to watch your mouth.
I hate both of you.
I'm like, for real mad. You for real. All right.
She's legit.
Anywho, I'm definitely looking for like a cuffing partner because I mean, like my buddy that I hang out with, like we do the do sometimes.
Do the do.
And we'll go see movies. That's our thing. Like we were watching Netflix last night and had Chinese food.
Oh my God, I want that so bad.
And does he like?
Sometimes we're watching football or we're out at a bar. We don't get like boyfriend, girlfriend-y unless we're both real drunk, which then I don't remember. But it's like at his house, like he pulled me in, we're just cuddling and it's like, okay, cool. Guess we're doing this now.
I love that.
But it's like,
it's
I don't
like weird when it's a friend though. It's like a different kind of like feeling. It's just kind of
like we met. I actually met him through the ex-boyfriend.
Oh,
that's how I met him. And then I ran into him a year or two later at the same bar. And he's like, hey, you should give me your number. And we've just like been hooking up ever since. And it used to be really weird because it was like,
call me Hopper.
Homie Hopper. Oh my God. That's like one of my homies. Not even funny. My ex knows so many people and they're not from the same.
Obviously they know you too.
They're not, not from the same group of homies, okay, which is so funny because now two of those homies from two different groups are now homies.
They all sound all homies to me.
Yeah, now they're homies.
Homie Hopper. That's the name of my new band.
You've never heard of that?
No, I think I have, but like this is only like my third time ever and I really enjoy it.
Right.
Homie Hopper.
But I did find this really cool, we'll call it the cuffing list of date things to do. It's actually 17 simple but perfect fall dates you have to take your girl on.
Yeah.
From whiskeyriff.com.
Okay, man, listen up.
All right, so a pumpkin patch Saturday.
Yes, can't wait. Corn on the cob.
Pumpkin. Oh, I got to carve so many.
Which also, depending on where you go, haunted house.
Yeah,
because I know in Snohomish there's a pumpkin. You don't like haunted houses?
I am the biggest word I can say because
wussy?
You already made me
wussy.
Say it.
See, you could say pussy when referring to you being a wimp. You just can't say it when referring to something else.
Oh, then I'm a total pussy. Like I am. Like everything makes me scared.
The thing is, I went on to a haunted house with Sarah once when our friendship first started.
Ooh, that's make a break.
You usually have two different types of people at a haunted house. You have the people that scream and laugh it off and walk away. You have the people that run away. which
and
is
then
me.
You have Sarah.
And then you have Sarah, who, when she's scared, stays like curls him into a ball while she's standing up and just stays
like,
there.
Squat and just and like, please just don't like, hurt me, please don't hurt me, please don't hurt
and
me.
And so I'm the runner. So I'm like, nope, nope, no, no. And I'm running and I turn around. I'm like, where the hell is Sarah? So I have to run back. The guy's still terrorizing her.
And the clown or whoever the heck it was just literally just corners me and then just like stays there while I'm like, oh my God, please.
And I have to like grab her and like pull her. It's like it a dog that doesn't want to be walked on
really?
A leash.
I
just like, God
there.
Damn it. Next time, I'm just going to put you on my back. Piggyback it, right? Let's go.
So, no, you'll catch me with the kids doing like arts and crafts in the pumpkin patch. Just leave
Actually,
me there.
I can
there.
Totally picture you doing that. That's so cute.
Just leave me there. Like, I cannot deal with scary things. Like, all the adults, you go ahead. Leave me your kids. I'll be there having a grand time.
It was actually fun because Sarah and I did zombie makeup and we've got prom dresses and we got them all bloody.
Yeah,
I can totally dress up, but also I will just leave me with the kids. That's awesome, though.
Pumpkin and it says haunted house if you're willing. I'm like, I'm willing.
Destiny's not.
Nope.
Number three, a hayride.
I haven't done one of those in a minute.
Since I was literally in seventh grade.
I know that like in Snohomish, they have like the corn maze, which
oh, yeah.
I think they have
I
a hayride.
I do that every year with my dad and,
you get lost.
And I get so lost. That's so frustrated with each other. He's like, weren't you paying attention? Like, yeah, weren't you paying attention? Yeah, but you went wrong. And we just... And then we're just there for way too long. And then sometimes my brother comes with us. And for some reason, my brother's like such a little D-bag, but like has a sense of direction like no other. So
he
can like,
figure it out.
You guys are idiots. We have to go this way. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, no. It just reminds me of children to corn and or Jeepers Creepers. And no.
Nope.
But cute.
Like what the hayride says, pick some apples like you would see in a rom-com too. Okay, that sounds...
Ooh, apple picking. I can bake so many things.
Sorry, I got excited. That does sound delicious. Number four, pumpkin carving or painting. I like to paint. I had a pumpkin for 2 years almost.
Dude.
I had a white pumpkin that I painted and put glitter. And the only reason it went bad is because I moved it outside where it got wet. Mm-hmm. And it started to mold after that. But it was sturdy. Everyone said it was gross. I'm like, it is sturdy. I don't see no mold. It's fine.
No, I had a pumpkin forever. Like the only reason I threw it away because it was really just out of season. I was like, wow, you really lasted this whole time.
Number five is Halloween party. Spend time coming up with killer costume combos for you two.
Oh.
So be creative, not boring. What are you guys thinking for Halloween for costumes?
I am thinking, I'm super excited. I've kind of been thinking about it. So like a poison, like a poison ivy Ooh. Medusa hybrid.
I love it.
So like green, golden, leafy, like all
Sexy,
the things.
Dude.
Yeah, like I'm going to curl my dreads and make them green. And like so like that hybrid.
Are you going to do red too for some of them?
You know what? I should.
Like at least a little streak or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like so it makes with fight. No, I do like that idea. Thank you. Note it. So like that's one of them. And then of course have to do some type of queen. And then like and then for work I'm gonna be Lola Bunny.
Oh, from, that's gonna be so cute.
From Space Jam, yeah.
You need to get a little Bugs Bunny toy to carry around.
Oh, I
funny.
Do. I was gonna cause like I have the signed basketball from when Ice Cube came, so mm-hmm. I'm just gonna like carry that around. But no, I need a little Bugs Bunny too.
I like that.
So that's dope.
See, I was thinking of something, but nobody's going to get what I am, but it's such a comfortable
don't
costume.
Don't be one of those then.
No, I don't care.
We had a guest that was like, or someone said, if you don't know what I am, then it's not a good costume or
I
something.
Do not care.
What
I
is it,
be, it's from the show Orphan Black. I was going to be Helena.
Oh, I would get that.
You would get it. But it's
what's the get up? Show me,
so she, I'll find a picture real quick. Yeah.
Did she get a crazy wig? She has a crazy blonde wig.
So do you, have you ever... have you ever heard of Orphan Black or know what the idea is?
Yes, I...
That they're all clones?
Mm-hmm.
But she's kind of crazy Ukrainian murderess.
She's so...
But she does, like,
crazy.
I do the white... She's really pale skin, and she has, like, the pink under her eyes. Her eyes always look, like, super tired.
Oh, you
and,
should totally do that. People would totally get that.
Yeah, so I was thinking of just buying just the jacket, because she wears, like, this fur jacket in the beginning of the seasons or series, and then she has, like, the big poofy blonde hair and just mess that all up. And then she wears, like, a white tank top and black pants.
You need like three other people to like do the other clones.
I actually have
that would be dope
stuff to make everything all the other costumes. Cause I have like the leather jacket that's Sarah's, and then
Sarah's
I have
Sarah's easy. Allison's really easy.
I have Kasima's. Like I have everything in my closet except Allison's stuff because I don't wear
it's just
stuff.
Like a soccer mom.
Soccer mom, like the vest and stuff. But I have Kasima's. Like I just have to do dreads in my hair.
Yeah,
but it's just like nobody would really get it. But I like the idea of wearing. Just maybe if I bloody it up, it wouldn't be so bad.
That's true.
But I don't care if it's a bad costume. I knew I'd have fun with it.
It sounds awesome.
I'm all about the cheap when it comes to Halloween. I hate spending hella money on costumes. I think it's stupid. I have some friends who go all out, like whole outfit, wig, makeup. Like this like, and I'm just like, how much all of them?
I love that. Everybody has their thing. I want to for real, like, make my costumes. Like, that's, like, my whole thing this year.
I, like, try to go with what I have in my costume or in my closet already. Last year I was a cowgirl because I have that. And then I've been a schoolgirl, like, 800 times. And I have Britney Spears, which I did already for the 90s pub crawl.
You should do a zombie Britney Spears.
Now that I have a dude, I think I really want to do... I really want to do a hooker and a pimp.
But he needs to be the hooker.
That'd
be so funny.
George cannot pull that off. Sorry, dude.
You're just like, no.
But I already have, like, hooker heels, and then you just, like, dress like a hoe and then make your hair big or something. And I just want to get him, like, a fur coat and, like, a chain that says pimp. Easy. But then I also sent him, like, a picture of me, like, as a monkey, like, one of the Snapchat filters, looking ridiculous. And he's just like, we should just be monkeys for Halloween. So I think we're going to do both because that would be really
easy. A hooker monkey. Just wear like a G-string over like a onesie and wear the heels. Have your bra showing.
What are you? I'm a hooker monkey.
But then you gotta like, so like you'll open up the onesie, you'll have your bra showing, your boobs out, but then you get like some of that fake chest hair and put it over your chest.
Oh god, like Austin Powers. Like,
yes. So you look like a hooker monkey.
See, like I always always do like the really cute or like I don't know, like diva-ish ones. Like I can never think of like funny ones. Like
I just like being a hoe. I'm like pretty typical. I like to dress up like a skank on Halloween.
See, I like being either really like gothy and rocker or really goofy. So I think for work I might wear my toothless onesie specifically because it cost me a lot of money. It's the one I wore.
Oh yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, I wore it a little bit for my birthday when it got cold.
Halloween's the only time of the year that a girl could dress like a complete slut and nobody can say anything.
Right? That's why I missed it.
Mean Girls, 2006.
Right.
Mic drop. Sorry.
I have another costume idea. I love wearing wigs and onesies. That's basically all I want.
Wigs
to do.
And onesies. Just the
I
same,
can get
the
down
same
with
the
onesies. Wigs are like, wigs are so annoying.
I agree.
You don't, you haven't gotten the right wig. I used to rock a wig
so
all the time.
I have so much hair.
Yeah.
At least really putting it up in a wig because we do wig nights sometimes, my friends and I, which are dope, but like, sometimes that wig gets itchy.
You're sweating and dancing.
Indeed.
Anywho, another thing on this list is anything football related. So
yes.
Tailgating, going to see the game, hosting parties.
My boyfriend's so into it and I can't handle it.
Dude, if you guys ever have like a...
That's why
you
get upset.
That's why you get
like,
day drunk.
When they lost.
Oh, no.
But I usually work Sundays.
Oh, that's
so
true.
I'm fine with not whatever. But like he gets so upset. Like, he came into work the first game that the Seahawks lost and was, like, a pouty little bitch.
Oh, I don't like that.
And I was like, no.
See, like, no, I'll be upset, but, like, just, like, I'm always here. Like, I just want to watch the game and go be rowdy and stuff. But, yeah. What else is on the list?
Be rowdy.
7 bonfires.
Yes!
8 get lost in a corn maze.
No.
Actually, do you want to know something? A little thing about me.
You had sex in a corn maze.
No, this is when I was still a virgin. I had my first boyfriend who I lost my virginity to.
You had your first kiss in a corn...
No, not kiss.
Shut
but
up,
it was...
Sarah.
Jesus.
Go ahead, Vicky.
Sorry, there's something else I really wanted to say, but I can't.
It was the first time, like, you know when you make out with somebody laying down and, like, get real into it?
Oh, so you got to like, whatever base that is.
Almost.
Dry hump?
Yeah. Actually, yes, that's exactly what I wanted.
A corn maze.
I was like, yeah.
I used to love to dry hump.
Yeah,
but like that was just so high.
I know. Yeah.
Do you guys ever do that? Like,
yeah,
still,
yeah.
But we're like grinding, like gene to gene.
No, I have to.
Just like, oh god, I really want it, but like you can't. Like you have to put a rule. Like I can't have sex yet. Like not yet.
Yeah,
you know, really tease them.
You know what's so funny? I finally actually did that.
You've never done that?
No, well, I was going to, and I totally could have, but I was like, you know what? No. And so I didn't with, and I'm really glad that we didn't do anything like the very first night, but like that dry humping, oof.
Right?
That high dry humping.
But it was like, but like if for some reason, like, yeah, like you, like even whether you had marijuana or not, you did get like the first time you ever made out with somebody like that,
yeah,
like was a high in itself. Like yeah. It felt so, and I remember like he put his sweater down and we like got in the mud and we were just like all at it making out. So like my knees were all covered because he like was laying on his back. So I was, we were all covered in mud. Like what happened to you? It's like we fell. Like
yeah.
He slipped and then I fell out, like, you know,
Yeah.
And so we were just all kinds of muddy and I went home and I'm like,
don't you love like the like, oh yeah, like when you're like sore the next day or you have like some like a scratch or something
you're
the next
like,
day, just like, yeah, that whole hee hee feeling. It's very euphoric.
So I remember corn mazes. I think that might have been the last time I went to one. Number nine, go on a hike.
I'm not going back with you.
Right. Nine, go hike somewhere. You want to go on a freaking corn maze with me. Go on a hike somewhere where you can see all the trees at their prettiest.
Yeah. Oh, I went on a hike last weekend.
How was it?
It was really good.
Like, the leaves haven't turned too much yet, have they?
I saw the day. They're turning.
They're starting to?
It was really good. And then we like snuck off and did it. So that was even
cooler.
See, I want to do one of the, oh my gosh. Okay. So I was about to say, like, I want to go off and do, oh, you okay?
Yep.
Did you fall? Oh no!
I pinched my finger.
Oh, I thought she like fell down because I couldn't see her anymore. So I was going to say, Sarah, like, oh my gosh, like I'm so jealous of all your like sexcapades.
Oh, my public sexcapades.
Yeah, but like, so like, I recently had like sex on a roof, rooftop, and it was like the stars and the space needle,
like
an
apartment complex. Were you like at a bar? And like...
No. It was definitely and top of someone's living establishment. Yes.
So sketchy, dude. Isn't that like awesome?
It was so awesome.
I know, right?
It was amazing. And then the next day, I was just like, oh wow. And then I just like,
I know, that's what I did. I know. Yeah. I'm like really excited when we go camping, just because like I want to be out in the stars and like in the tent and wilderness and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's
the
fun.
The hiking thing was a little scary, just because there was like a lot of people. Not like a lot of people, but like, so we hiked in like a part you probably weren't supposed to hike in, but because it like echoes, it was a little freaky because I didn't know if the people were like up. And I was like, and then of course we're walking like back and he just stops and I'm like, what's up? And he's like, oh, there's like a trail camera or something. I didn't know like hikes have cameras. I never knew that.
That's what, I mean, I guess he didn't either, because
he was like, oh, and then I started kind of freaking out. He's like, oh yeah.
I mean, we're not doing anything now.
We might have, yeah, but like if there was a camera that we didn't even notice was around, they would have gotten a shot.
If they did, I'm sure.
Shoot.
Is that also on the fall list? Have sex in public or no?
I don't think that so. This one looks a little.
Just bring extra blankets because it's cold now.
That's on our list.
Yeah, it's actually funny. Number 10 is bundle up and bring a few blankets and drive to somewhere to watch the stars.
Oh, I was really thinking you're going to see something else.
That's
what
I'm doing. I'm going to watch the stars and do it under the stars.
I've
seen like, I want a guy with a trucker, because then you get one of those inflatable. Like mattresses.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Inflatable pools or whatever. You put it in the back of the truck.
A pool would be dope.
And you just put all your blankets in there.
Yeah.
And just, that sounds perfect.
I feel like a country song should be playing in the background right now.
Right? That sounds so good. I like a song.
Make it
country.
A hot tub.
Yeah.
Back there.
Okay, you went straight up redneck with that. Like put a hot
tub
in the
truck. There's a hot tub in the back of my truck.
Number 11, Christ. Spend a night watching old, maybe dumb Halloween movies.
Yes!
I actually bought last year and I never got to watch a Halloween Town and I want to watch it.
Can we watch it together?
We can. We'll cuddle.
Yay. I thought about you when I was watching Lilo and Stitch last week.
Aww.
I was so high.
We should have cuddled. I was so high.
It was great. I loved it. Yeah.
Number 12, take a cooking class.
Yes.
Number 13, visit a nearby city or town or go exploring.
Portland.
Yes. Portland. Or did you know that Halloween Town was filmed in Oregon?
I heard it's really, 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 really bad. My friends did it last year and they went and they said it was terrible. Okay.
But they're doing a big thing because Debbie Reynolds passed away.
Are they redoing it?
Oh. Halloween Town Celebration. Hold on. Google.
Oh, duh. That's a thing.
It's in St. Helens, Oregon.
Anything St. Helens? Wait a minute. This sounds like no.
Hold on. God dang it. I don't want the actual one.
Actually, while you're doing that, I'm going to look up the Coraline thing in Oregon.
Halloween Town.
If they redid it, that'd be cool, because I heard like really good things about it, and then we were all going to take a road trip, but I couldn't make it, so a bunch of my friends just went. And even though one of my friends is like a super big fan of that movie, she said it was so bad they ended up leaving. There's nothing there apparently, really.
Let's see. Apparently a lot, like some of the actors are going to be there this year because, you know, she did pass away.
She did.
Poor Debbie Reynolds. But like, I mean, if you're just going to go, just kind of stop by, yeah, hell yeah, why not?
Don't go all the way there though.
What's another one on here? This one. I want to do mull your own special wine after getting inspired by the recipes. Ooh. In other words, drunk. Get drunk.
I really want to go to a winery.
Honestly, like I forgot her name, but like talk about making her own cider. I forgot all about that. I definitely want to do that.
Kimberly?
Yeah.
You remember talking about her, making her own cider and mead? I totally want to do that.
I'm so jealous.
See, I want this that has to be on a cuffin season applications. We'll do random crafty things with me.
Number 15, cook a dinner together with your new skills you learned from cooking class. So cute. Number 16, go on a brewery tour because who doesn't love beer and cider in autumn?
Me.
In other words, drunk.
I don't.
You don't like cider?
No.
It's like carbonated wine.
I don't.
It's so good.
I don't really like juice.
And it's like she doesn't like fruity
it's like
stuff.
Carbonated juice, yeah. Like,
because you don't like fruity desserts either.
No. I like fruit normal, but like I would never order like a vodka cran or anything. You know, I just don't.
Like even cranberry is pretty tart. It's not very sweet.
I don't even like it.
Anyways. And it's also probably
anyways.
Makes, I was gonna say cranberry juice makes you think of one thing and one thing only, ladies.
No UTIs.
It just makes me think about cranberry vodka. And
obviously don't get UTIs. So
no, you know what's so funny? My mom, like whatever, she like loved cranberry juice so much. So like I think I'm like immune to it. Like I think it's just in my freaking like.
You like it?
Yeah, I love cranberry juice. Like I for real drank it all growing up, and grapefruit juice. I'm a weirdo.
The last one is go camping under the beauty of fall colors, which is what you're doing.
I feel like I'm doing all these things on this list. I'm like winning at life right now.
And it's the first day.
It's the first day. Dude, I am killing it.
Killing fall.
Y'all need to get on this level.
Killing it.
I'm trying to think like what other stuff I want to do. Like during the fall time, like I remember my roommate and I a couple years ago, we went to the grocery store. We didn't think things through because it's right around the corner to our house, and we bought a bunch of pumpkins. But how are we gonna walk them back?
You know.
So there was a Snapchat I did of us like flying through with the cart going back to my house.
Really?
We returned the cart. We went back and returned it, but we like took the cart all the way to my house, dropped off the pumpkins and came back.
That's adorable.
I usually like love carving pumpkins. Like I like the thought of it and I kind of like doing it, but it's such a mess.
Well, like I think
you gotta set it up.
One year what we did, because you came over to my house, Sarah, we just painted them.
Yeah.
We just got glitter and everything.
I do like that better because you can like for real do some I've seen some really awesome ones.
Yeah.
Some really extra pumpkins. I'm totally here for it. In fact, I'm glittering some pumpkins this weekend. Pumpkin glitter.
Already? It's not even October.
Girl, it's the first day of fall.
It's the first day of fall.
I've been like,
all
like.
All that matters.
Have you ever seen like somebody trying to like jump into like double dutch?
Yeah.
So like since September 1st, I've been like, I'm freaking ready for it. And you're like
this and now it's the first day.
It's the first
like,
day
pumpkins.
Of fall. I am in the freaking, like I'm in it. It's happening. It's fall.
I'm going to look up. Fall season is here. I want like something sweet and cinnamony.
Can we
like some cider with like I want like a pie or something.
Do you
want to? So good.
Do you want to like wrap this up and then go to the bakery?
Yes, I think I have a gift card to the bakery.
Oh, you mean like specialties or something?
No, just across the street. There's something. I don't know what it is, but I'm excited.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a field trip and get something really basic.
All right.
Oh, and we can. And we can take our picture. And,
right?
Yeah, let's do
Eat
that.
Really basic.
So what did we learn today?
That is fall and we're really excited.
I am a fall master.
You're a fall boss.
I'm a fall
autumn boss.
We learned what cuffing is.
And we also learned that you're a jerk and you really like manipulated me into like and I hate you.
I am the best. And we learned that Destiny swears out of the most of us, which is very inappropriate, and she's gonna work on that. That should be your fall goal.
I'm gonna curse right now. I hate you.
All right, I'm gonna just turn this off now. Bye guys.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.